discovering our unique selves and our unique tafkid in our, obviously, in a Torah-tuned way. And we saw the Maisa with the Balatanya. And we want to go forward. I said we'd start on the bottom of Tzadik Gimel today, and we'll take this forward. We're going to pick up some very important principles. Once again, just a reminder, we're stepping into worlds here that people don't usually talk about this. We're not used to having to grapple with these type of issues in our Avodas Hashem. It takes time. It's not something that you just you pop into, you hear about it, and you say, oh, well, I'm going to be an individual, and now you're an individual. No, this is deciding to be an individual is the first step. You have to actually go out there and discover who you are. It's a lot of work, a lot of introspection, a lot of... And it's not supposed to be heavy. It's a long time process. So let's go forward. There's a lot of fascinating stuff along the way, and let's see what we can come up with. The Midrash Rabbi Esther. Remember, we just finished off this. We did it quickly yesterday. I want to spend more time on this. The Midrash Esther.
Anytime you're ready.
The Shevach Maloso Shemoruch Hayudi Shavat Kavram Avinu Yochid Keneged Kol Ha'Olam Kedai Lefasim Esaymona Moruchai. Had the quality the Midrash tells us of Avraham Avinu, that he stood against the entire world, even the Jewish world, even against the Sanhedrin. He was a member of the Sanhedrin. They didn't agree with him. No one agreed with him. Fascinating sugya this. How we learn Moros Chachamim Dafka from Mordechai, because everyone disagreed with him, and according to all human logic, everyone was right and he was wrong. He was poshut wrong. Everything they told him was going to happen bad happened because of what he was doing. And the NBC, he was wrong. So that's a share in itself in the Minas Chachomim. I'm not going to that now. I did, I actually gave a vibe at some stage during this Corona thing. I did give a vibe, not an Orav Ram event, it was something else on the Minas Chachomim. I don't know if that was recorded. But that, anyway, that's another story. But he stood against the entire world. And one Nikra B'Posuk Ishihudi, he's called the Ishihudi, he's from Shevet Binyamin, from Shevet Yehuda. Well, Kach Oimim Chazal, Al Tikra Yehudi Ele Yechidi. Don't call him Yehudi, call him Yechidi, call him unique. Mehusa Shal Kol Yehudi Hi Yosi Ishihidi. And that's really the essence of every Jew. Every Jew has to be unique. Yesh Lo Tafkin HaMiuchad Ach V'Rak Lo. He has a job and a void in this world only for him. And he has a set of life events. Nishonis, however you want to translate that, test's not a really good one, but we don't really have a better translation. That are only for him. A person has a certain job. He gets the tools necessary for their job. Not everybody has the same tools, because not everyone has the same job. Habayret tzivotan, ulosach mudbeis rechel shayr v'chamayre v'chol asher l'reyachot. Lo Sachmon is one of the big ones. We're going to get there. We'll get on Tav Tzadikai. We'll deal with Lo Sachmon in depth. But it's one of the heavyweights. It's one of the Ten Commandments. And it doesn't seem to really be relevant there. It's a small thing, you know. Don't be jealous, whatever. It doesn't seem to be one of the core mitzvahs. We'll deal with that also. The Torah is Meir Al Tachmud is Ma Sheyesh Lechavercho. Lo Begashmas Bero Beruchnias. Don't be jealous of what your friend has. Not in Gashmas and not in Ruchnias. There's room for what's called kina seifrim. That's something else we'll see, but that's not the kina we talk about. That's not a negative kina. That's a kina that you use to inspire yourself to do better. It's not a kina where you want what the other guy's got. Why has he got and why don't I have it? Anyway, that's a discussion whether you should have kina seifrim, you shouldn't have kina seifrim. Atem einchem shnei olamos. The reason why you shouldn't want what somebody else has got is because you're completely different worlds. What he's got is good for him, is not good for you. Professor Salanti used to say, wanting what somebody else has got is like wanting somebody else's spectacle prescription. The way his spectacles, you know, you don't have the same eyes as him. So wearing his spectacles, you won't be able to see where you're going. You have a different job, and therefore you have different tools and different problems to solve. If you're an electrician, they don't give you plumbing tools. And they don't give you plumbing problems, and they give you electrician tools and electrician problems. By the way, just as an aside, yeah, is a person can often know what his tafkid is by looking at the kalim he's got. If a guy arrives on a building site and they give him a box of tools and tell him go work, and he doesn't know what job he's been hired for, if he looks in the toolbox, he'll see what his job is. An amazing thing. A person gets to know what his strengths and weaknesses are, Rabbi Salavava says this, if you look at what you're good at and what you enjoy and what your strengths are, what your personality is, you get to know yourself, that itself will tell you what you're supposed to be doing. I don't know what my tafkid is. Okay, well, you'll go see what tools you've been given, and you'll, from there you'll come to see what your tafkid is. Fine. The Maharal explains it like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechana otanu b'ni b'chayr Yisrael. That Yisrael is called, we mentioned this before, b'ni b'chayr Yisrael, my firstborn. Maharal says like this, b'mishpacha yesh rak ben b'chor echad. There's only one firstborn in a family, because the minute you're the second, you're not the firstborn anymore. And we mentioned earlier that the maila of the firstborn is that he's an only child. He's the only child in the family that will ever be an only child. Says the Maharal, that's the relationship that Hashem has, that's the closest Hashem has with every Jew, is like an only child. You are Hashem's only child. That's something you have to internalize. So how do you do this? So now, practically, because I know there's going to be questions coming up, but practically, so before this whole corona thing sent us packing and running into our own homes, and I didn't know I wasn't coming back. I never took the sefer we were learning back with me, and I haven't got a copy down here. We were learning a sefer of Rav Taubes as well, that's very much based on this Ashkof as we're learning, but it was much more practical. It was a lot of sefer that he published, and we were very much getting into it, and that's much more practical. Eitz is an answer about doing this. We'll see, we'll speak about it maybe a bit more, and that's a shame. We'll get back, we'll finish this and we'll go back to that. I don't know, we'll see what we're going to do. But in the meantime, right now we're building a Hashkafic understanding so that we'll be able to go forward practically on that basis. We're not trying yet to give practical answers, although we'll see there's a lot of practical stuff here as well. The way to be matzliach in this path of discovering your own individuality is to start recognizing the uniqueness that you have, and to internalize and strengthen these words of Hillel, but to make them your own. As Hillel in Pirkei Avos, Hu Haya Omer, Im Ein Ani Li Mi Li, Im Ein Ani Li, Im Ani Lo Aseh Satafkid Sheli, Im Ein Ani Li, if I don't do what I came in this world to do, Tafkid Shelamar Yerati Leilam Azeh, the Tafkid that I came in this world to do, Mili, Mili Yechol Asot, so he's been claiming, who's going to do this if I don't do it? B'kol Adam u'b'kol Rega, B'kol Adam u'b'kol Rega, every moment, Yesh Tafkid Yechoydi, has a unique Tafkid. A Tafkid Zeh Lo Yechol Yitbatzeh Al Yedei Rega Habo, what you're supposed to do in this moment, you can't do in the next moment. U'gamor Kenu Lo Yechol Yitbatzeh B'Rega Zeh Al Yedei Arem Acheh. And in this moment, this job can't be done by anybody else. It has to be done by me in this particular moment. Don't denigrate any person. Don't look down on anybody. You don't have a person who doesn't have his shah or pshat. So the Maharal, another of the Sfarim HaKadoshim, explain like this. There's 1,018 moments in a minute, and each one of those moments has a based on different tzirufim of Hashem's names. According to that, Gemara Brachos says it, and the Rambam paskens it in the Yad, that there's 1,080 moments in a minute, and each one of those moments has its unique tachlis. You don't have a moment that doesn't have its unique destination. There's never a place where you are where you can't find what your tafkid is at that particular moment. This is where we get very confused, because yeah, I'm walking from here to the Makolet. I happen to be halfway from here to the Makolet, that particular Makolet. There's unique tachlis for me there. No, I'm going. This moment's just, it's a chaval al hazman, but that's only way I can get to the Makolet, so I'm going. No, that's not true. There's a unique tachlis that you have for this moment. You have to know what to do with it. And there's many, many, many practical answers you can use to become more and more aware of what you're doing. You can can use that moment just to appreciate being outside, to enjoy the air, to, if there's a breeze blowing, you can think about, wow, there's a wind blowing, why does the wind blow? So the reasons is because the plants need carbon dioxide. There's very little carbon dioxide in the air. So the plants use up all the carbon dioxide and the wind comes to replenish it. You could think about that. Maybe that's what that moment was used for. I don't know. You know, bigger moments that you can see, you know, you're on a flight from here to New York and they get diverted to Rome. And you get stuck in Rome for 17 hours because of a technical problem or whatever. So you're very upset because you're supposed to be in New York and then now you're stuck in there and it's this and what is that? No, if you were supposed to be in New York, you'd be in New York. You have a special job to do in Rome. Now, you don't always find the Pesach Kron story of why you were in Rome. You bumped into a guy and he dafka needed a minion and you were the 10th and there were all these wonderful stories that happened. You don't always see that. When you see that it's Gewaldic, you know, you often, you're thinking like, there must be a story here. And then sometimes you don't see the story, but in all those moments, there's an awareness of, 1 second, if I'm in Rome, then that's where I'm supposed to be. I thought I was supposed to be somewhere else, but I'm really here. I think he's going to bring the Maisa later. I'm not sure if it's in this Sefer, another Sefer. He brings the Maisa from, put that in different people's names, the Balatanya. I heard it in the name of Yonis and Abishites. It was during a curfew, during one of the wars, it was a curfew, and he wouldn't let it go out, but he took his talis and tefillin, and he was on his way to the mikveh, and he was going to go daven, or he was going to mikveh, and he was going to daven at home. I don't exactly know what the story was, but he's on his way to the mikveh, and he got stopped by the and the guy. So he said, I don't know where I'm going. It's okay. We don't know where you're going. But chashud. So they took him down to the camp, to the police station. Don't know where they took him there. And they took him up to the head interrogator there. He was a bit more intelligent, and he looks and he sees that there's an intelligent role for chashud guy sitting in front of him. He says to him, "What do you mean you don't know? What do you? They thought maybe he's a spy or whatever. What do you mean? I asked you where you're going. You tell me you don't know." He said, "I really don't know." He said, "I thought I was on the way to the mikveh. And look, I'm sitting in a police station." So he asked me where I was going. I didn't know where I was going because I didn't know. I thought I was on a bit of mikveh. Now I'm in the police station. So I really didn't know where I was going. That's how they didn't have lived their lives like that. He thought he was going to the mikveh. That's what he planned to do. But Hashem had other plans for him. So Hashem changes your plans because now you have to find your tachlis in this new moment. And that takes a lot of attention, a lot of work. And obviously it doesn't happen overnight that you start becoming aware like that. Somebody once asked me, you know, you can go nuts from this, you become obsessive like this. In a chinami, you're not supposed to become crazy. We don't have answers to all our questions. You're walking past the tree and the leaf falls off the tree. You know, so what are you supposed to do? What's Hashem telling you? So maybe, I don't know, he's telling you something, but you might not know what to do. So you just, you look, you get curious, I wonder what that was about, and you move on. You're not supposed to go and dry your cup and go with sugar, look for signs in every little thing, and you can absolutely lose your mind from that. The leaf might have fallen off the tree because Hashem's just trying to tell you, ah, look at my beautiful trees. Have you ever seen a tree? Have you ever looked at a tree, analyzed it, seen how, wow, look at the genius of a tree. Maybe that's what he's telling you. I don't know. Maybe he's just telling you that there's a thing called gravity. That's why, you know, if it wasn't gravity, you'd be the best golf player in the world. You know, so I don't know. You have to use your mind and be creative. So there's no moment. There's no moment that doesn't have its unique, and there's no place that doesn't have its unique place where you can express yourself. There's no such thing as a person who does it in the right place. Ein makom nimtzabo v'echel imtzoyse tafkido. Where is he can find his tafkid? Kol adam megiya l'makom shelo, v'hetem l'tafkid sh'olav l'mo, boi, boi sasha. Wherever you are, you got there because that's what you're supposed to be because you have a job now that you need to do. V'sachtos avos, od pam, moini atana kodesh, v'memches kinyon ha-toyre es ha-mekiris mekoymo. One of the kinyon ha-toyre that you need in order to acquire toyre, internalized Torah, is a makiris mekoymai, to recognize your place. Inyan zehu mimailas achochom ha-shalem. This is one of the qualities that a chochom ha-shalem needs. Shere b'shah sh'yudi makiris mekoymai v'stifkafkidoi hu einu mitpael gam kashem mekoymai einu noach lo. When a person recognizes his place, his unique tafkid in the world, then the situations that surround him don't throw him off balance. They don't surprise him, they don't shock him, even when it's not comfortable. No one's promising you comfort. You're just promising you meaning. He has meaning because he knows that whatever he's going through, this is his unique tachlis in the world. So it may be very uncomfortable and very inconvenient, but it doesn't throw him off balance because he knows that he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. He knows this is where Hashem wants me to be, and this is where I'll serve Hashem. This gives a person enormous tranquility, enormous yeshuva das, wherever he is, because he knows he's in the right place. Wherever he is, he can be the simcha, he can be the simcha. Whether it's times of peace, it's times of war, it's times of megefa, tsar, simcha, shefel, mochso, whatever it is, he knows that there's a plan, and the plan is being managed by the person, the force, the person who loves him and cares for him more than anything else in the whole world, and it's only for his good. Okay, we understand we're talking very high levels here. This is really what the Chorus of says is B'tochen. B'tochen brings you to Yeshuva Das. Yeshuva Das means that it's from Hashem. And if you've got problems, go talk to Hashem. You've got complaints, go complain to Hashem. That's valid also. But we need to know that we're in the right place at the right time, otherwise we wouldn't be here. Now, you asked me about Bechira. Good question. What about if I made a Bechira decision to go to the wrong place at the wrong time? Nachinam. That means you're in the wrong place right now. You weren't supposed to be here. But now that you're here, you also have a tachlis. You also have a new tachlis. You took the wrong path. So that doesn't mean this moment is good. Could be the tachlis now is to do tshuva. Could be the tachlis is to recognize that you made a mistake and to go back to where you're supposed to be. Could be now that you're here, you'll find something else that you need to do because Hashem will adjust it. That's a betach by Hashem, afilu rosha gom and chesed yisuvenu. Even a person's a rosha and he made the wrong decisions, but Hashem will still be there surrounding him with chesed. Okay. Anyway, it's interesting because they bring down, the Rambam and the Shmoneh properly bring down that you don't have bechira about where you are unless you almost use your bechira to go into a place that's also whatever. Then you have bechira in avoida. The Bechira is in aspects of Yerushalayim. Whether you stand up or sit down, that's not Bechira. That's something called choice that the animals have as well. Bechira is only in Avoida, and that's not a subject now, but let's see. You know, that happened. You're driving somewhere, whatever, and you take a wrong turn off. You weren't thinking, you weren't concentrating, you were listening to a shear, and you missed a turn off or whatever, and you think, oh, I'm so fine, I got to go back. No, you're supposed to be. It used to happen to me often. It hasn't happened for a long time. But it used to happen to me that I would sometimes be running late. Some things would just happen. I know, davening would be long, whatever, and I'd be rushing to get to the yeshiva. I want to get there late because you guys are waiting. And I'm running late. And as I drive out the moshav, there's a guy standing at the bus stop there, and he needs a ride. And he just got there, and he needs to go to Beit Shemesh. Or he needs to go to Kiryat Gat, somewhere on the way, whatever. And I've been on time. I wouldn't have found him there. He just got there. It used to happen to me quite a lot. I suddenly realized, like, I think I'm going to Beit Shemesh to be in the yeshiva, whatever. Could be I'm going to Beit Shemesh just to give this guy a ride. I was driving once with a very big Talmud Chochem, Choshuva guy, a very Choshuva family. His grandfather was Mamash on the Gedolei Hador, and he himself is a Talmud Chochem. And we were driving, and we got one of these concrete mixing trucks, or whatever. They drive very slowly, and there was no way to overtake. And I was driving behind him at about 10 kilometers an hour. You know, also, I don't want to be late. And I stopped myself, I remembered this, and I said, one second, we're supposed to be, this is all good. And I turned to this guy and I said to him, I wonder why Hashem put the truck in front of us, like, why? I wonder why he has an interest in us, you know, being stuck here, why, what do we have to be here for? And he looks at me like, who thinks like that? Like, what are you talking about? There's a big Talmud Chochem. I'm telling you, thinking like this and working like this, you'll find a lot of people that tell you, you're nuts, there's no bishulein ulach shof kacha. It's not our job to think like why Hashem does what he does. I'm not asking why Hashem does what he does. What Hashem does is his business. I'm asking what's my, you know, just interesting. I wonder what Hashem wants from me here. That's all. No, not what Hashem's doing, why he's doing it. Just want to know what my job here is. I mean, my job is to just work on myself and accept the fact that, you know, you're stuck behind a concrete mixer and that's where you're supposed to be right now. And just enjoy the journey. I don't know what the avoid is, but there's certainly an avoider. To say that, who thinks like that today? So I told him, I know at least one Jew that thinks like that today. Anyway, he heard. He was an honest kid, and we spoke about it at length, and I remember some of the stuff to me, he was like quite blown away. This guy went through the best of the best. Happened to have met his grandfather, he was in Bithiv, Adam Godel, Mordmord. Anyway, so, fine. Tzadikei Lo Sachmud. Let's go into this Yisov Lo Sachmud. There's a lot here. Adibra Asiris, Vachoyin, Abasalas Adibrus, Adibros, he Lo Sachmud. As we mentioned, Lo Sachmud is up there in the top 10. Not only that, but it's the 10th. The Hashivas, the Kedushim, Mecheres, Noidas, Lamispa Asiri. 10, the 10th thing in any system always has a uniqueness to it, that there's something special. If Shinema Asiri, he Kodesh. The 10th is Kodesh. The 10th always has something special. It's always the preservative of all the ones that came before it as well. So, you can ask a question. Luaya Aleinu Lubcho, Mibem Tarag Mitzvahs, says Esa Mitzvahs. Abasisius Beyoisa, you were given the job, Hashem came to you and said, listen, I've got 613 mitzvahs. I need to take 10 of them and make 10 like the most basic fundamental mitzvahs to put them into the 10 commandments. Aima inu choishim alo sachmud? You would put lo sachmud in there? Emunah b'Hashem, Shmir Shabbos, Kibur Avayim, lo siyetzach, lo signoi, lo salavyeya? Kulam em mitzvahs basisius Beyoisa, those are fundamentals. No one has a problem with those being in the top 10. Who would have thought Lo Sachmud in there? Ve'yaisa mikach, lo ha'yinu choshvim aleya, ha'im ha'yinu matzivim oisa b'mokam asiru, mevatim oisa al pnei, umadblitim, sorry, oisa al pnei kodmoseya? I would make it the 10th one. This is the one that kind of includes everything. This is the one that the receptacle, everything stands on this. Lo Sachmud. It's an important thing about it. You shouldn't want somebody else's God, then you shouldn't be jealous. This is one of the top 10, and only one of the top 10, but the top of the top 10. So you see that we don't think the way the Torah thinks. Now, Tumala Kachi, Shekasha Adam mit Moide, Umatzliach Lamaam of the Nisonis Shel Lo Sachmud. When a person withstands the Nisonis of Lo Sachmud, he's Matzliach in those Nisonis. Keshu Rei Yodeu Magish Kru Kibul Oilam Mole. Hamakil is kol ma shehu zokut lo bidyuk. When he feels, lives real, and he understands that he got everything, he has a whole world. Adam, every Jew is a olam mole. And it's given him everything that he needs. He has everything in his world that he needs to do what he has to do. Zuhu adi ashlima hamakifa v'kolelis is kol yesadabres. That sense of I know that I have everything I need to serve Hashem now, I'm in the right place at the right time. That is what holds up and influences all the other avoda. Somebody kills somebody because he's in my world. He has something I want. I want to take it away from him. Or he's causing me tzar. Or why do you steal from somebody? Why do you steal? Because he's got something you want. What do you mean he's got something you want? Why would you want something that doesn't fit into your world? Why would you want his spectacles? That's the vote. It means all the other mitzvahs stand on this understanding that I know that I call me Shammai. Everything's from Hashem. I call it Tova. It's all good for me. Therefore, I don't need anything else. If you think you need something, so you got to talk to Hashem. He's the source. And if he thinks that you do need this, then he'll do it to you because you have to ask for what you need. You won't get it without asking. Another story why that has to be, but we'll take that as a given now. But why would you want your next door neighbors, whatever it is? Not good for you. Because if it was good for you, you'd have it. Or you'd know to ask Hashem for it if you really think it's for you. So go and make a presentation. But Kozman, you don't have it, you don't need it. And taking it from somebody else shows that you don't understand who you and Hashem are. What your relationship with Hashem is, you know what your tachlis in the world is. Even the Ben Onam Lamokums will become more real and more internalized. Ozman, you recognize that you are alone, you're unique in your world. And Hashem's given me all the unique situations that I need in order to be me. There's nothing standing in my way to reach Shleimus. My Shleimus, not your Shleimus, not Moshe Rabbeinu's Shleimus, not anyone else's Shleimus. My unique Shleimus, my unique in the world. I have everything I need to be able to do that. And that's even in the Banon Lamakams. Mitam Zeh, the Shimon Shal Asaris Adibrois, Maidiana Hashem Isparach. Therefore, at the end of the 10 Dibrois, Hashem notifies us like this. La'alachad Ni'ahavi, you should know my beloved only son. Aim Shun Dabe Shehech Elim Noya Mimcha, Es Kabbalos HaTor, Ve'es HaShlomos Tafkidatcha, Ve'yayitcha Ba'ilam. There's nothing in the world that can stop you from being Mekabel your Torah, and for you being mashlim your unique tachlis of why you came into this world. Your destination, where you've got to get to, there's nothing that can get in your way of that. Kol HaKeilim Be'yotcha, you have everything you need. HaPanasa, or the lack of it, HaKishreinus, HaChinuch, Matzavcha, Ruchoni, V'Agashmi, your panasa, your chinuch, your background, who your family was that you were born into. You were born into a frum family, not a frum family. Where you lived, how you lived. A kol, both in ruchnis and gashmis, kula matimim biduk tetafnicha. It's perfectly, perfectly fine-tuned with Hashem's fine-tuning for you to fulfill your tafnicha. Kol asher erecha enu musug olhoisif lacham u'uma. Nothing that anyone else's God can help you in any possible way. It's not going to add anything to you. It's going to cause you problems. It's not going to help. Ma sheyesh lecha ata tzarich, ma she'ein lecha einu tzarich. What you have, you need. What you don't have, you don't need. My grandfather used to say, if you don't have money for something, it means you don't need it. Because if you need it, you have the money to buy it. You couldn't understand this credit story. You don't have money, you borrow to buy something. Well, if you needed it, you'll have the money to buy it. That was a posh yid. You just knew that instinctively. Ma sheyesh lecha ata tzarich, what you have, you need. Ma she'ein lecha einu tzarich, what you don't have, you don't need. Lo sach mod mishal recha klum, ki ein ze beged hat'oim es midoisko. Don't want what he got, because his beged doesn't, it's not the same size, it doesn't fit you. Lo matim lecha bichlal. It's just not yours, not suitable for you. That's how you have to, with this perspective, you have to look at other people. Every year that you encounter is a unique person, a unique Jew with a unique tafkid, and he's different to you. He's got, the same way as you have, everything he needs. For him to fulfill his purpose. What he gave him is what he needs to fulfill his purpose, and what he gave you is what you need to fulfill your purpose. And you don't need what he's got, so don't want it and don't take it. Because if you get it, you'll be very, very quick to give it back. Chasidim Masapim al Reb Simcha Bunim Sheilfan Bina V'Omo Al Yudi Leyes Hu Atzmo. Just to himself. Alav Lasis is a tough kid, you do love, but if an atov, but you also love, but it's Hashem, but call Ramacha Vorah, which is so good of. And you have to fulfill the purpose that you come into this world in the best way that you can, using all your 613 aspects. Listen to this. They would ask me, Rabbunim said, from Shemaim, the Tzayin Chabunim, you raise Avram Avinu over Shalom. You come to him and you say, you want to be Avram Avinu? Claimer, mit chalefim imo. You want to swap with Avram Avinu? You could be Avram Avinu. Oyma umar ravusa tiyeh lecha rabbeinu shalayla miyeh Avram Avinu. V'achlif es tafkid. Well, what do you gain if I become Avram Avinu? And I swap my job. Bein kach ubein kach yeh lecha Avram Avinu echad v'bunim echad. So I'm Bunim and he's Avram Avinu. So we'll swap. So I'll be Avram and he'll be Bunim. So what have you gained, Hashem? At the end of the day, you got an Avram and a Bunim. Amna mihizko eiti mishamayim shiyeh betalgis Avram Avinu v'shalom. If you come to me and say, do you want to be on the tiger of Avram Avinu? As yeh lecha rabbeinu shalom shnei Avram Avinu. Zois esmach. If you come to me and say, you're going to be on Avraham's bargain, and then there'll be two Avram Avinus in the world, so they'll be very happy with that. But to swap with Avram Avinu, what are you going? He'll be me and I'll be him, and we'll just carry on. At the end of the day, you'll have the same end results of what you had. So that's a very, very, there's a lot. We've said a lot here. And you need to take this and apply to yourself and look at yourself and see where you are wanting things, where you feel you're lacking. You know, if only I had this, I would serve Hashem. If only I had this, I would. If only you have everything you need now to serve Hashem. If you've got a plan and you think $1 million would help, so then don't ask him, speak to him about it, motivate. Of course. Doesn't mean you don't have ambition, doesn't mean you're not motivated to change and do other things of other. But you recognize that it's from Hashem, and Paul's money hasn't given it to you even when you've asked. It means you don't need it, it's not good for you. the Seder. So take good care, look after yourselves, and Netz Hashem will meet back tomorrow. We still on. So questions, comments, reactions. I was just about to say hello to Shimi and welcome him back, and he left. Okay. So
thanks.